Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Spaceflight This Week, a podcast from NASA Spaceflight. I'm News Director Thomas Burkhart here on February 20th, 2023, to offer a quick recap of the latest week of spaceflight news. Start this week at the Tanegashima Space Center in Japan. On Thursday, Japan made the first launch attempt of the new H-3 rocket. However, the launch was aborted when the vehicle ignited, but then shut down its two main engines. The cause of the abort and the schedule for the next launch attempt is under review. When another attempt is made, the ascent will be powered by those two main engines and two solid rocket boosters, with the vehicle flying in the 2-2S configuration, sporting two main engines, two boosters, and a short payload fairing. The H-3 vehicle is also planned to fly in a 3-engine configuration with no boosters, a 4-booster configuration, and offers a long payload fairing option. On board this maiden flight is the Advanced Land Observing Satellite 3 spacecraft, and future flights will support a variety of missions, including resupplying the International Space Station and the Lunar Gateway Station as part of the International Artemis program. The H-3 program is intended to replace the currently flying H-2A rocket, offering improved capabilities for reduced costs. Back in the United States, the Federal Aviation Administration has proposed a $175,000 fine against SpaceX for failing to submit launch collision analysis trajectory data. The violation occurred on the Starlink Group 4-27 mission in August of last year. The data that SpaceX was supposed to submit is used to evaluate the risk of a potential collision between the launch and objects already in orbit, and if needed, adjust the launch time. SpaceX has 30 days to respond to the FAA's notice. While that issue is being addressed, separate FAA teams are preparing to issue SpaceX the launch license needed to launch Starship's first orbital launch attempt. More on that later. First, we look at Cape Canaveral, where SpaceX has started driving piles for the Crew Access Tower at Space Launch Complex 40. This tower will allow access to the Dragon 2 spacecraft, both the cargo and crew variants, for late cargo load and astronaut loading, respectively. This will provide increased schedule flexibility on the Eastern Range, as all Dragon missions currently launch from Launch Complex 39A. This will also provide a backup Dragon launch site in the event of an anomaly at either pad. This especially mitigates risk from future Starship launches from 39A. The tower at 40 is expected to support cargo missions starting as soon as this fall, with crew mission support after that. SpaceX launched two missions this past week, both on Friday. First, Starlink Group 2-5 lifted off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. 51 Starlink satellites were successfully deployed into orbit, and Booster 1063 successfully landed on Of Course I Still Love You after completing its ninth flight. Falcon 9 then launched the Inmarsat I-6 F-2 satellite from Cape Canaveral. The mission lifted off from Space Launch Complex 40, powered by Booster 1077, making its third flight. The first stage successfully landed on Just Read the Instructions. The communication satellite was successfully deployed into geostationary transfer orbit. That brings SpaceX up to 12 launches on the year and precedes the first Starlink V2 satellite launch, SpaceX's next mission, which is scheduled for later this week. Finally, down in Starbase, Texas, SpaceX conducted booster quick disconnect testing on Friday, followed by a single engine spin prime test on Booster 7. The teams in Starbase are continuing to work on the hydraulic power units as well on Booster 7, which are needed to gimbal the Raptor engines during flight. These units are specific to Booster 7, as SpaceX is moving to electric thrust vector control systems for future vehicles. Shielding is also being added to the orbital launch mount. It appears that the orbital launch site is finally being closed out to protect it from its first launch. All signs of both technical and regulatory readiness are suggesting that the first orbital launch attempt will be made next month. One last bit of Starship news here. In the future, SpaceX envisions ocean-based platforms to also support Starship operations, but President Gwynne Shotwell confirmed this week that two former oil rigs that were slated for this purpose have been sold. Shotwell said that the company wants to gain experience operating the Starship vehicle before they begin preparing infrastructure for sea launch operations. Well, that's your recap for Spaceflight this week. Check out our other podcasts, subscribe to us on YouTube, or visit NASASpaceflight.com for more spaceflight news.